You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
It's peanut bitch.
Non-binary privilege.
Tell me more.
That's what the TERFs are calling. By the way, if you ever need the TERF report, Patrick is on it. I watch all of their YouTubes. I read their tweets. And I'm not talking about
Where do you even find them? I don't know. Where are the TERFs out here?
Okay, let's be fucking honest about this. There's three. And they are.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there's not a lot. Whenever people talk about them, I'm like, okay, they're talking about J.K. Rowling or two other people that I don't know.
It's all British second wave feminists. And your man is plugged into the scene. They welcome me with open arms. I mingle, I blend. And I wanted to see what they had to say about I was going to say our boy, but I don't know how the fuck to talk about this human being. Our individual, Ezra Miller. They are calling this a case of non-binary privilege. I put it to you, Eric. Is this non-binary privilege that he has not been fired / arrested, or I'm running this like the Star Report tonight, or is it that canceling's over? Which is it?
Boss Hog tapping in.
We got Florida Boy Jay on the line.
I think canceling's pretty over, dude. I think it's over.
I mean, because this dude's got more sticking to him than any of these. I know somebody that was fucking canceled for hugging somebody at a show all on photo. Like, no impropriety, no nastiness. Like, took a photo with somebody at a show, can't show their face no more. And now Ezra Miller, who, again, let's just deal in accusations because
he's child trafficking?
Yeah, I'm not following the dude around, but it seems like he's got to shake some youth off of him right now because he's going to find himself in some real fucking trouble. So my question is, did we all just get sick of canceling, or when it went the other way, did people pull their hands off it?
I think we're tired of it because have you seen the Vince McMahon news?
Oh yeah. How did I not make notes for this? I was hoping that I would be dropping that on you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Weinstein level shit as far as I can tell. Allegations.
Oh, is that right? I thought it was something like an affair. And so, all right. Okay. Hold on. Let's make sure everybody's up to date. Ezra Miller, everybody, is the Flash from the DC movies. I have no idea what the fuck else Ezra Miller has ever been in. This is an individual who should, it's proof that the Met Gala makes you mentally ill. That's what this person is. It's proof that
is that what it is?
100%. I saw footage of them at the Met Gala and I was thinking, yeah, this is it, man. It's not got nothing to do with non-binary, got nothing to do with nothing. It's just, you go to the Met Gala and you're in the Illuminati and suddenly you're programmed to eat children and that's it. Like AOC eating children as we speak. So
yeah.
So here's the thing. That's Ezra Miller. Might be, you know, the reason that people are saying it's non-binary privilege is because in no uncertain terms, this person choke slammed a woman outside of a bar, all caught on tape. And Eric, you saw the footage, right? Not a bad choke slam so far as like a tiny person goes.
There's footage?
Oh, you never saw it? Go watch it.
Where's the footage?
He grabs her by, pardon me, this person grabs her by her neck and fucking choke slams her. If there was a table there, it couldn't be more perfect.
Oh, hang on, folks. What the fuck? What is he on? Yo, I think legitimately, I think that the CIA like fucking MK Ultra's certain actors and some take to it,
mm-hmm,
and they're the perfect Manchurian candidates,
and then others, some Britney just, Spears or Ezra Miller, yeah, 100%,
or Charlie Sheen or something like that. Meanwhile, it's the yin and the yang. You have Charlie Sheen, wild man, and then you have Sean Penn just going over there and chilling with El Chapo and getting him locked up.
I mean, Sean Penn, we can say with total confidence, isn't a sleeper agent, but an actual member of the CIA. We can say that.
Yeah, I think, like, that's confirmed. Yeah. Okay.
So,
I mean, yeah.
So, okay. Yes. There's all that Disney stuff. Like, I don't get into, like, the Disney grooming shit, because, to be honest, Disney creeps me out enough. I don't need to, you know what I mean? So, but there's all these rumors about, like, the mouse, like the Mouseketeer sort of MK Ultra, where some of their brains break, right? Because they're, like, sorry, everybody, they're, like, molested up and fucking abused and all that shit. So, like, their brains break. And people think that Britney Spears, Demi Lovato, like, there's these examples, but it's impossible to parse, right? Because many, many, many people's brains would break if they were scrutinized by the entire planet at age 14. Many people's brains would break. So,
also, just as our man Morrissey says, fame, fame, fatal fame. It plays hideous tricks on the brain.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That'll do you in too. Just the notion of just being famous in and of itself will pop your brain like fucking popcorn. You know.
Yes. Yes. So
yeah. I mean, no. I mean, you're right. These things are hard to parse. But I think in terms of your initial question, I mean, even in a pre-cancel world, you can't really
catch a
grooming allegations. Oh, yeah. Grooming.
Those are bad, man. Those are groomed. Not good.
Ezra Miller accused of grooming a 12-year-old. Ezra Miller recorded choking a woman in 2020. I'm just reading off some guy with really horrendous lighting, his TikTok here.
Okay, so hold up.
Don't know the validity of these allegations, but
the choke slam, unless he was deep faked, I can confirm with my eyeballs. But okay. the grooming stuff is interesting, because I was willing to extend the benefit of the doubt that this is just a person who thinks that doing things like inviting kids to the set of movies and shit is harmless and supportive and all that bullshit. I was willing to extend that. But then there is a thing going around, and I do not know if this is true, that he attempted to sleep in the same bed as the 14-year-old. I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to say that shit don't fly. So, like,
yeah,
it's, if that proves true, Ezra might be pretty fucked up. Now, I don't know if he was going in there to molest or whatever, but this is obviously a person with no type of judgment. You know what I mean? So now the fact that they got this individual, they got two grooming allegations against them. But here's the fucking thing. This shit becomes impossible, because with the Brett Kavanaugh shit, Brett Kavanaugh's first accuser, they couldn't find anything to support her claim, but it could have happened. The other two accusers that really sealed his fate, proven to not just be disreputable or uncredible, but proven to be speaking actual gibberish, like things that couldn't physically have occurred. So that is to say, I don't know. When somebody has an allegation against them, it's difficult then, because there are a lot of unwell or clout hungry people who jump out. So this second allegation, I do not know what that is about, but that one seemingly is even more damning, because that's the one. All right, listen, everybody. Eric and I are struggling. Everybody we're talking about right now is non-binary. So this is fucking tough, because
Vince McMahon, non-binary.
Non-binary. So this is fucking tough, because
We are brought to you by Factor. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular ones like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailored to your schedule, customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. Head over to factormeals.com/worstpossible50 and use code worstpossible50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code worstpossible50 at factormeals.com/worstpossible50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. We thank Factor for sponsoring the show.
This is difficult to talk about because in any other circumstance, the fact that Ezra is a biological male or born male or whatever fucking language we're using now, born male, and the person that he has allegedly been grooming is born female, this would be relevant, right? Because, I mean, for the record, you're not allowed to groom little boys either, but it would be relevant because if this was, this person's now 18. If this was an 18-year-old male, I don't know that anybody would give a fuck. Does that seem fair to you?
I don't know. I mean, what people care about and what they don't care about is like, it's kind of hard to parse these days. I mean, I could see it being a thing. Do you think if we're going on the theory that that some of these actors are just like Manchurian candidates in some way, that maybe they see that this one is malfunctioning and like, all right, get the allegations out there so we can, you know, this, he can be fully discredited just in case, you know, anything goes sideways. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Break out the, weird hard drive we found under the floorboards.
Right.
Yeah. Break it. Listen, they can play that game.
I don't know much about Ezra. I don't know what they do. I don't know. Like, I'm not tapped in on the Ezra cast, you know? But he's a wild one. And, I think to the larger point to what this podcast usually talks about is, I think the relevant question is canceling over? I think almost undoubtedly at this point. I mean, there's going to be people who get it. You know what I mean? It's going to happen every now and then. But the fact that, from as far as I can tell, Vince McMahon is having some Weinstein-level accusations of paying talent for sex and then trading them to like other people that work in the company and then, you know, firing them and shit like that. Like, I don't think, I mean, this is still early in the investigations going on and stuff, but the accusations have been leveled. He was on SmackDown tonight. He has stepped aside as the chairman, but still is going to be in control of creative. You know, look, Weinstein's in jail. I don't know that I see Vince going to jail necessarily. I could be totally wrong, and it could all end up playing out that way. But I mean, the fact that he was on the show tonight, I don't know. I think it's not even like, you know, it's one of these things that's sort of nebulous and kind of hard to define. It's just like, you know, when people talk about the mood of the country, you know what I mean? Like, what does that fucking mean? But it is sort of this intangible like notion that's sort of in the air. I mean, like, I just don't know that anyone, I think everyone's just like tired. I don't think anyone really has the patience or the attention span or the just like, anytime bad news comes out at this point about anything, people are like, oh, and that's it. And I get it. I mean, I'm right there with them, you know? It's like we're all just kind of spent.
So you think we're just burnt is what it is. It's not that
it feels that way.
It's not that we're like standing by Ezra Miller choke slamming children or whatever the fuck is next. It's just that we're too tired to do shit about it right now.
Well, look, if Ezra Miller is out here assaulting people and Vince McMahon is out here sexually coercing his employees, you know, each of them should face legal ramifications for such a thing. Whether or not we get mad at them on the internet is kind of neither here nor there, and never was, really. You know, the court of public opinion. Like, have you seen, bringing into January 6th stuff, lawyers, like actual like constitutional lawyers, like on the on mainstream media, being like, well, Trump has already been he's guilty in the court of public opinion. And it's like, yo, that's not why you're here, to talk about the court of public fucking opinion, dude.
Correct.
You're here to talk about the actual courts. Correct. You know what I mean? So like, neither here nor there, whether we want to cancel Vince or we want to cancel Ezra, it doesn't matter. If they did something heinous and illegal, and there's video of Ezra choke slamming a person. But
that,
you know,
that shit's old. Ezra survived that shit already.
Oh, is it? Okay. I thought
that's 2020. So here, let me tell you what Ezra's done lately. Ezra, so in 2020, Ezra choke slams a woman in Iceland, which everything, look, I'm not with violence against women or really violence against anybody at this juncture in my life, but I will say choke slamming a woman outside a bar in Iceland is like a Mad Libs level chaotic,
it's true,
thing to do. It's very, very funny. So, all right, moving on. Went to Hawaii, had a bad week in Hawaii, or a good week, depending on your point of view. Got in a like shouting match with somebody at a karaoke bar, was asked to leave, got in like some low key assault thing. But then the big one was, showed up at the landlord's house or the Airbnb person's house, in the middle of the night, saying, "I'm going to end you and your slut wife." And by the way, when I say showed up, I mean was in their home. So like came to their bedroom and said, "I'm going to end you and your slut wife." Which,
right. Look, well, this person should face the arm of the law, shouldn't they?
Shut up, you square. Listen,
what are we talking about? He's inside people's homes. He's a menace.
Shut up. You sound like J. Jonah Jameson.
He's a menace.
The point is, can we give the dude some fucking latitude when he's funny as shit? Breaking into somebody's home and saying, I'm talking to like, well, straight up, listen, I don't know what these landlords look like. In my head, they're like Airbnb people who got lucky on a property in Hawaii at like a, you know, probably bought it like 10 years ago and are like, oh, we got to do something with it. Let's Airbnb. Oh, Airbnb. They went through a bunch of fucking actual proper tenants before that and realized it's a hassle. Then Airbnb came. They're like, oh, we live in one of the most desirable places on the planet. It doesn't matter if our place is a shithole. Let's fucking Airbnb it out. Okay. So in my mind, they look like slobs. All right. So just like, let's just go with my appraisal of things. Right.
Okay.
Imagine this dude coming into the bedroom of two very like, you know, just middle-class slobs. Coming into bed with him, putting his hand over the man's mouth and saying, I'm going to fucking end you and your slut wife. Why is she a slut? She's just an overweight Hawaiian lady. There's no reason. I think the fact that he tacked on, I'm going to end you and your slut wife, is the funniest fucking thing. It's like, this dude has panache. Can we give that to him? He's got flair. Would you please read the thing I sent you?
What'd you send me? I don't see anything. I see nothing.
I sent it to you earlier today. It is.
Oh. All right. I'll read it. According to the Daily Beast investigation, the family was at a downstairs neighbor's house in Greenfield, Massachusetts on February 2nd when Miller, parenthetical, allegedly a friend of a friend of the neighbor, a friend of a friend,
yeah,
showed up.
We call that stranger. Go on.
Yeah, basically, that is a stranger, essentially. According to the visiting neighbor, as told to the Daily Beast, Miller was wearing a bulletproof vest and began acting erratically. The actor allegedly claimed that the board game... Okay, this is the most insane thing I've ever read in my life. The actor allegedly claimed that the board game Parcheesi has Rastafarian roots, and when questioned on the specifics of this claim, opened their jacket to reveal a gun and said, talking like that could get you into a really serious situation.
Let's just give it to him, man.
That's like, this is like a man. That's like a scene out of like a fucking like Wayne's Brothers movie or something.
I mean,
like that's from fucking Malibu's Most Wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How do you even get on the subject of Parcheesi and its Rastafarian roots?
Well, when you are on crystal methamphetamine,
or that government MK.
Yeah. That's a good point. So, look, if he's out here truly grooming, and nobody can really stand by that. But in turn, and I don't even stand by choke slamming women, for the record. Can we get that on the record, please?
Yeah, it's on the record.
I don't even stand by that. But if this dude's not grooming, we just got to give him a pass because he's got flair. He's got something normal people don't. I think he's a talent.
I mean, you've seen the fucking DC movies. He's a generational talent, obviously.
Generational talent.
I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to CGI him out of the movies? Like, what are we going to replace him with?
A lot of debate.
Isn't it insane how we've talked about this before, but I just have to reiterate it. You can walk into just about any liquor store, any office, any place where they play radio, terrestrial radio, and you have about a 95% chance of hearing one of two dozen Michael Jackson songs.
Yes.
But if I want to watch Louie, I can't fucking watch Louie.
Oh yeah. No, that's haram.
So this new form of like Stasi against people that do bad things in life, and we're not excusing Ezra and his heinous activities,
his war crimes,
but if I want to watch The Flash and I like his depiction of him, yo, don't edit him out of the movie, you know?
Oh, yo. Amber Heard should be edited out of that Aquaman movie because she's like a piece of furniture. That's a bad actress. But in terms of her allegations, I think fuck it. Replace her with Kevin Spacey. I don't give a fuck about any of these people's allegations.
Seriously, I was going to say replace her with Roseanne.
Yeah, but all good. I'll stand by this. After I hopefully ruined the clip of me standing by choke slamming, I'm now going to make things harder for myself. So Kevin Spacey is a legitimate generational talent. I don't think there's anybody currently acting that rises to the standard that he sets. I really believe that. I think he is like a singular talent, really, really genuinely a great actor.
Oh, Spacey you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
And what he has done is between him and the law and him and God. Got nothing to do with me. I know we've talked this to death, but who wants an apology or some recompense who doesn't know him? Do you know what I'm saying? Just let the dude be Aquaman's girlfriend. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, just let him. Can we start a petition, please, to replace this woman with Kevin Spacey? Kevin Spacey's awesome, and Amber Heard is not. But I don't think any of them should be cut for their behavior.
Well, you know, well, no. I think if certainly after they're done filming, no, don't cut them. I can like empathize with the fact of like, you know, maybe not everyone would feel great about having Kevin Spacey on a set. You know. But I mean, you know, that's between the producers and whoever's making the film or whatever. But I mean, you know, it's once again, I have to invoke Michael Jackson. He was accused of what we in Western society consider to be the one of the most egregious things you can do, which is diddling a fucking kid.
Not good.
You can find Jacko. He's been dead for fucking 13 years. You can find him everywhere. You know what I mean? Any, and like I said, any public place basically that you walk into, You'll hear him on the radio. He's hard to avoid in life. So, I mean, you know, the fact that he's dead, you know, uncomplicates some things, you know, but if he were alive, listen, if he were alive, he would still be selling out Madison Square Garden weeks on end.
Oh, yeah, nights and nights in a row.
There's no doubt. So, you know, maybe you just have to be that type of like insane talent. And I'm not saying Kevin Spacey's untalented.
Oh, no,
he very obviously is. But is he Michael Jackson talented? Because that's the level of talent you have to have for people to forgive your diddling.
I think Kevin Spacey is the Michael Jackson of fondling adults. That's what I think.
I mean, well, no, it didn't. Listen, we can't talk. We can't actually talk about Spacey too much because we'll get killed.
Yes. So Spacey's accusers keep dying. It's obviously a coincidence. I don't think Spacey has the resources to keep hiring a hit squad. But
Of course.
But you know what? You're right. I think one of the accusers, it was 17 or maybe 16, maybe 16. So technically, yeah, he's in the wrong. I mean, he's in the wrong to fucking molest anybody, but
well, it's, you know, I like the theory. A friend of mine had a theory that, so there was recently another Spacey accuser, and it happens the same day that Ray Liotta died. And a friend of mine was like, Spacey obviously killed fucking Liotta, so all people can talk about is Goodfellas right now.
So you really, does everybody think that Spacey is really like a multiple murder? You might think he's got nothing to lose. This is possible. We could explore this. It's possible.
We can explore it because I don't want to die. I don't want to get randomly hit by a car while I'm walking across the street to get an ice cream.
Here's a question. What do you get if you did something terrible? Let's say like Kevin Spacey. I don't think he ever got accused. I don't know. I'd have to look. I don't think he got accused of fucking anybody, but he definitely like molested a teenager at a party. When I say definitely, that's the accusation. That's definitely the accusation. So let's say that he did that 10 years ago. Never saw justice for it. Is justice getting kicked off of some Ridley Scott movie, or what about Ezra Miller, who is probably going to be an indie darling after this, at least in the short term, in the way that Buffalo 66. What's my man's name?
Idi Amin.
Brown Bunny. What's the fucking... How do I know everybody's movies? I don't know their name. Vincent Gallo. So... if I had to guess, Ezra Miller is not unemployable after this. He might not be in a DC movie, but he's probably going to be a little bit of an indie darling. And I think that will signal more than anything that canceling is probably dead. Probably over.
Oh, I mean, do you think he's going to have a career after this?
I think he'll do the indie scene. I mean, look.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
I think if canceling's over, then he's back in. Does anybody understand that Polanski married a very attractive woman? Did you know that?
Weren't they like a child?
No. Let's see. Hold on. It's the woman that's in the movie Frantic, and she's a good looking lady. Let's see. Married to the French are crazy, man. The French are crazy because Emmanuel Sanger, who her photo in her Wikipedia is more recent than it should be in my view. Please, you know, she's an older lady now. Let's not be rough here. But she got together with Polanski when they were. She's been with Roman Polanski since 89. And.
Okay, so you're not talking about the one that, got him banished from the United States?
No.
Okay, good. Because I don't want to. You just think I have to edit the episode now.
Wait, who are you talking about?
He's Roman Polanski. He fucking married like a kid, didn't he?
No, no, no. He raped a kid in a hot tub after giving her cocaine. So he statutory raped a kid after, like, so here's the problem. Everybody shut off your ears if you're easily offended. This one's rough. Roman Polanski is like, you can't defend him at all. And I know that you're not trying, but what I mean is I am the guy who, like we've talked about, there's no land so foreign as the past, and people have different standards of behavior. There was a thing like, you know, like Bowie was with fucking underage people, fucking Mick Jagger, like all these people that we respect, or at least see as part of the tapestry of the culture, had experiences with some of these, I think they were called baby groupies, right? Like, so there was a different culture going on, and it might not be right, and I might not feel good about it, but like, I am one of those people that's like, okay, let me put it in context. What was the behavioral norm of the time? And if people were getting married at 16, which they still were at that time, then like, it's difficult for me to like send David Bowie posthumously to the chair. Do you know what I mean? So like, I'm the guy that's always like trying to find, okay, what did, assuming the best of everybody, what did they mean? Or what is the worst, how big a failing is this? The problem with Roman Polanski is that he's like singularly indefensible because he gave a child drugs and then fucked them in the ass. Pardon me, everybody. So like he's like, this is a guy who the best thing we can say about him possibly is he was really fucked up. You know what I mean? like monster might apply, but we could definitely say, oh, he was really fucked
up. What, to Polanski, you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, he was really fucked. What I'm saying is, Patrick, the guy who breaks his fucking back trying to defend every piece of shit. I can't defend Polanski. Like, I've looked into the thing. Like, you know how I am. I'll be like, Woody Allen, I'll be like, show me the proof. Fucking Polanski's impossible.
I feel like you just did defend him.
Well, I just said he fucking raped a child. What are we talking about?
No, I know, but you were saying how it's kind of an unfair accusation to level given our adoration for people like Bowie.
No, this is a little different. Well, you know what? Maybe it's not different to our listeners. What I'm saying is,
like, I don't know that it's that different.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. It just feels like David Bowie, like, copping head in at a time from like what is undoubtedly a child, but contextually for that time, like our standards keep changing, right? Like they keep evolving. So I'm just saying Polanski, I think even by the loosest, okay, let me put it like this. Polanski by the loosest standard of that era was still a fucking criminal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So David Bowie, I don't know if I can say that. I think by the loosest standard of that era, he was not. But by any standard, Polanski is a statutory rapist. So,
yes.
Okay. So this is just what I'm trying to tell you. But Polanski still ended up with, he's been married to the same woman since 1989. She's a very good looking woman. He had success afterwards. This is all to say, yeah, we bump Mike. You know what I mean? we bump MJ. When we're at the wedding reception, Michael Jackson's song is playing.
Yeah. Yes. There's no avoiding it. But also, I mean, yeah, didn't fucking Polanski, he won an Oscar in like 2002.
I mean, he's still a good director.
Sure, but what I mean is, I don't know. I mean, it. Listen, we don't have to. You've been having the separate the art from the artist thing. We've been talking about this forever and ever and ever and ever. We don't need to have that conversation. But what I mean is, like, why do we have to like? Why do we have to erase the, you know what I mean? Like, why can't I watch Louis? You know what I mean? That's a more recent phenomenon. And I understand, like, you know, if we're not necessarily looking to celebrate a guy like Roman Polanski, but I would bet I could find Chinatown on one of these streaming services, but I can't find,
you know, Roseanne, you know, I can't find the Cosby Show. And it's like, you know, all these people that we're talking about, these public facing people did varying degrees of heinous things.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Some are still available to us. Some are still celebrated. But a lot is like, I don't think we have to necessarily do either. I don't think we have to celebrate Michael Jackson, but I don't think their art should be unavailable to me. You know what I mean? Like, that's a more recent thing, and that's what sort of, you know, that's what sort of grinds my gears.
Can we talk about, now that I have this man's Wikipedia open, can we talk about how weird this all gets?
You talking about Roman?
Polanski has blamed Harvey Weinstein for the renewed focus on his sexual abuse case in the 2000s and claimed that Weinstein tried to brand him as a child rapist to stop him from winning an Oscar in 2003. Here's the thing, everybody. If you were aware of Harvey Weinstein's other reputations, not his sexual misconduct, but his other reputations, that's very plausible. That is entirely believable.
Sure.
Here's what else is interesting. In 2009, Harvey Weinstein organized a petition demanding the immediate release of Roman Polanski after he was detained days earlier in Switzerland on a warrant for his 1977 underage sex case in the U.S. Emma Thompson and Natalie Portman have apologized for signing that petition, by the way. let's see.
I mean, look, when you're this type of person, when you're a public facing person, it's hard to tell. Like, I'm talking about Natalie Portman and who's the other one?
Emma Thompson.
Like, did they sign that petition because it was their conviction, or was it sort of like the fashionable thing to do?
These people got no convictions.
That's what I'm saying. You got to have, like, you just have to, like, honestly have, be the most vapid fuck to kind of thrive in these industries. And that's why it doesn't surprise me that a guy like Roman Polanski would win an Oscar in 2002. And then as the cultural climate sort of shifts, that, you know, he will never win or appear at another Oscar ceremony for the remainder of his life. There's no question. Like,
but
when he dies, they will shit on his grave.
But I did watch one of his movies on Disney Plus the other day.
Shut the fuck up. Did he direct one of the new Star Wars?
He directed, yeah, it's Mandalorian episode 4. I don't know if it was Disney Plus. I watched Disney Plus. There's this kind of like Hulu style thing here called Binge that has the most unstable app. It's crazy that it exists. I know that for our listeners going, why are they talking about fucking app stability? I've never seen no shit like this. This would be like if Netflix, every time you opened it, like one out of four times, it just failed to work. Like, what? I want to say Australia. What do you got going on? Is everything cool? Are you broke? So
that's that American comfort that you took for granted.
You know what? Sorry, everybody. This is interesting. My understanding was that Polanski was convicted in absentia, right? But I don't see that. Maybe I'm mistaken. Have I been getting Roman wrong this whole time? Could it be?
I thought he, like, full stop, like, wasn't allowed back into the United States.
No, he's allowed back. He'll just go immediately to the jailhouse.
Well, right. Yeah.
So I thought he was convicted in absentia. Has everybody looked that up? I don't fucking know. Whatever. His victim says that he doesn't want or that she doesn't want him prosecuted further.
Interesting.
Which is, yeah, that is interesting. Oh, this is really interesting. His victim says that his victim blames the media, reporters, the court, and the judge for having caused way more damage to me and my family than anything Roman Polanski has ever done.
Wow. Mm,
you won't read about that.
Wow.
I mean, listen, that should be fairly obvious. I mean, if anyone has any actual like thought process in their head, which I know is asking a lot of people these days, that should be, listen, something traumatic happened to you and then it became your identity because of the fucking news media.
Yeah.
No shit. You know what I mean?
I mean, something fucking happens to you and you have to relive it every day of your life through the lens of people who don't give a shit about you.
Yes.
We're trying to
pop a rating or pop a fucking a newspaper subscription.
Straight up.
No shit.
I mean, I want the average person to think about what it means when somebody directs an ill-informed or uninformed tweet their way. People get a little like flutter in their stomach. They don't feel well. They feel like they're under attack and in a public way. Imagine that fucking Jay Leno devotes in a year, he devotes like 15 minutes of monologue time to addressing your character and situation with only the most cursory understanding of the circumstance and with no regard for if you kill yourself that night. You know what I mean? So yes, I'm not absolving Roman, obviously. I don't know why his name is so catchy. I don't know why I'm talking to him like he's like my homie. Like I'm not absolving Polanski here. I'm just saying, it's yes, you're right. It's not inconceivable that her appraisal is exactly right. That media harmed her far more than he did. You know what else we can't talk about? Brett Kavanaugh nearly being murdered in his home. Have you ever seen
that fucking happened?
Have you ever seen anything get more memory hold except for like maybe the Bernie shooter guy or whatever? Have you ever seen anything disappear faster?
This is a tough one for me, and I'll tell you why.
He's a cousin. You can't talk about Kavanaugh because he's a close family relative.
Kavanaugh and I were in the same fraternity. We were boofing pills with the Yillies. This is a tough one for me because I'll tell you why. It demonstrates something, and it's something that I don't like to necessarily entertain, but it's pretty unavoidable when something like this happens, where it's like, I don't know, how should I put this? The notion of the liberal media, I think, is somewhat of a farce because I don't find their agenda to be liberal necessarily.
Sure.
However, I characterize it as a corporate media. It's there to create profits for their corporate overlords. However, if the same thing happened to Brett Kavanaugh happened to, you know, the new justice or to Ruth Bader, I think it might get a little more press. And what does that demonstrate? Well, it seems to demonstrate that perhaps the news media might care more about the liberal justices than the conservative ones.
Yeah. Well, what I think it demonstrates clearly is that if it doesn't service the agenda, it's got to disappear. And that's just what it is over and over again. Look, I know most of our listeners have I bet if we polled, 99% of our listeners have no warm feelings about Brett Kavanaugh. Would you say that that's
sure? Fair? That's very fair. I mean, I don't have any warm feelings about him.
Yeah, they're hard to generate. You might say that, and I bet by polling that 50% or so thinks he's probably guilty of the thing he was accused of. You know what I mean? But even people who do not think he's guilty of that accusation almost certainly don't like him. We have a liberal or progressive leaning audience by far. So
sure.
Also, he's not that likable a man. So that's a problem too. But all right. So with that addressed, fair to say, it doesn't serve any cause of righteousness to disappear stories like a Supreme Court judge had I guess assassin actually applies because it would be a political killing. An assassin in his front yard who very likely only didn't do it because he called himself into the police. Are you aware how this happened?
I was not aware of that aspect of it. He called himself into the police?
Yeah. So he took a plane to Brett Kavanaugh's home that he got off the internet. He got the address off the internet. And he got out of a cab in front of Brett Kavanaugh's home. He got onto the lawn. He had a gun, pepper spray, and I think a knife. And he must have thought better of it and called into the police and said something along the lines of, "I'm in crisis. I'm thinking about killing Brett Kavanaugh, and I'm on his backyard." And they're like, "Oh, okay. Hold on." And so the disturbing aspect of it is he said during the pandemic, "I was really mad and I was looking for a way to give my life purpose." His quote.
Yeah, not good. Yeah, not good. Not good when it comes to the political killings to give your life purpose.
Yeah, not good.
That's not good.
Listen, everybody.
I want to demonstrate one thing real quick, because it's you know, this person is being indicted by a federal grand jury, right? They're facing consequences, right? Mm-hmm. I want to be clear about what we're saying is the attention that the news media gives to this sort of thing. And I will demonstrate to this to everyone right now listening to this podcast. If you know the assassin's, the would-be assassin's name, I'll mail you $1 from the Patreon.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to Google, but yes.
No, I know. Well, if you this is the
nobody knows.
That's what I'm saying. This is an honor system type thing. If you are listening to that, we haven't said his name. If you know their name and you're listening to this and you're, "Oh, I know his name," I'll mail you the dollar. But if you don't, and I know that you don't.
I know you don't.
His name is Nicholas Roski.
Yes. Yes, it is.
No one knows that.
No. No.
I'm breaking the news to everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think about giving your life purpose, Eric? Do you have any purpose? Okay. How old are you today?
I'm 31.
You're 31. When you were 26, yep. How lost as a person were you?
I guess pretty lost.
Yeah. I would say at least a little lost.
I had ideas of what I wanted, but I was not totally clear on how to get them. And I wasn't totally clear on if what I was doing would get them. And I'm happy to say that I've gotten a lot of the things that I wanted. I'm pretty happy with life. Purpose is a weird word because it kind of changes. I don't know, based on what I want to do, but I kind of like that. You know what I mean?
Well, do you think that perhaps you could have channeled some of this boyish indecision into murdering a Supreme Court judge?
I doubt it. I really don't want to ever go to prison.
By the way, he he had a suitcase with a gun, ammunition, a tactical vest, and a special pair of hiking boots with soles that allowed for quieter movement inside the house.
Also, wasn't Jesus Christ? Also,
this kid, really thinks he's the Riddler, man.
Wasn't one of the gripes that about gun stuff, like mass shootings?
Mm-hmm.
And yet he has
this guy? No. Listen, this guy's very confused because Brett Kavanaugh, this is a surprise for many of our listeners, is not nearly the most conservative person on that court.
Oh, no.
He's actually kind of middle of the road, bro.
Has I believe voted to upheld the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, no, he
which
is
not what you would expect from a typical conservative Republican.
Yeah, he's not like. It's a funny thing that they keep doing. They keep doing this thing where they paint. Okay. If somebody was, if you went looking for somebody that could, let's say that you're Trump, you know, from my lips to God's ears, I hope that you are Trump someday, Eric. let's say that you're Trump. If you went looking for a Supreme Court justice to nominate who was qualified enough to make it through any part of this process, the truth of the matter is you would be very unlikely to find one as conservative as people fear exists.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, this idea of kind of a, like a plantation owner turned Supreme Court judge, it's not a thing in 2022. Brett Kavanaugh, you can have whatever opinion you want of him, but I bet that his ultimate values, meaning how he would decide on any of these matters, is not very far from even our very progressive listeners in terms of policy. So
I just want to point out, I hear what you're saying. I just want to point out really quick this one portion of the article. Roski was upset by the leaked draft of the Supreme Court opinion supported by Kavanaugh, signaling that the court could be positioned to overturn Roe v. Wade, according to an FBI affidavit. He was also worried that in the wake of the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, the justice, quote, would side with Second Amendment decisions that would loosen gun control laws, the affidavit says. Hey, buddy, do you know you're committing a gun crime at this moment with a gun?
Mm.
So he's upset about loosening Second Amendment decisions and is also holding a gun to shoot a man with a gun.
I mean, look. My man was going through it. If I can extend forgiveness to Amber Heard and fucking
Roman Polanski,
Roman's tough, man. I'm not gonna lie, Roman's tough. If I can extend forgiveness to some of these people, I mean, what's this guy's Roski? I can forgive Roski. You were just lucky. You were in a bad place. You were fucked up. And as I always say, is it kind of like all's well that ends well, you know?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, no one got hurt.
Yeah. Like, but that's the thing, right? Like you did go there to kill a man. You flew across the country to shoot somebody in the head. But
with a gun.
I don't know. You know what? He definitely went there to do it. This is interesting. Okay. Sorry. He arrived by taxi, blah, blah, blah. He saw federal marshals and he walked a block away and then texted his sibling for help. After 30 minutes of back and forth, he was convinced to call off the hit. Man, my brother is busy. What if I hit him and like I didn't get an answer for an hour and I'm like, fuck, I'm already here. I guess I got to go kill the Supreme Court justice. He called, at that point called the police and said, I need psychiatric help. I traveled here from California to hurt the Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh. So I've been, okay, hold on. He's been having suicidal and homicidal thoughts. I've been having them for a long time. I'm from California. I came over here to act on those thoughts.
Why are so many people in California unwell?
Oh, come on, man.
It's such a nice life. What is wrong?
But Eric, that's because you want to work below the line. There's a brain disease of people who think that they are above the line workers. Could you explain the difference for our non-Hollywood fucking listeners?
You mean people that want to be stars versus people who just want to kind of work behind the scenes?
Yes. There are people who – so Eric would like to continue his career as a producer. Now, a lot of producers are evil, but they typically don't want to be there may be megalomaniacs. They're not narcissists, if that makes any sense, right? So maybe they think that they should run everything, but they don't need to be the face of it. But there's a whole lot of people who need to be the face of things for it to work. And I look, like, I'm the singer in bands and I have no fucking talent. Imagine like I got to confront myself. Imagine the audacity, the disrespect for fucking entire mediums to say, I deserve your attention. I have no talent, but pay attention to me. Imagine that. So
I can't imagine that as we're doing a podcast.
Yeah, there you go. So the whole point is, there's a brain disease among so many people, and California is kind of the epicenter for it. So it used to be you were a little ingenue, you came from fucking Kansas, you got exploited by producers like Eric, and you got turned out, and then you went back to your fucking your home state, really fucking washed out. But after a couple years of living at your parents' home, you start going to a church, you meet a nice man, and you never mention the fucking Eric sex cabal that you were fucking part of for fucking 6 months in the summer of 2020. Like you never do that. So that used to be how it is. But now with social media, I think it's amplified so that people don't move to these places to be television stars. People don't even know what that is, but they come out and they want to be influencers. They come out, they want to be TikTok people. And I think that there's a legitimate brain disease that is going unaddressed, that you've basically got like, yo, sorry, everybody, this is a rough episode for some of you. You basically got like Mouseketeer prostitutes, like on a whole new level. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a whole new, like you're getting traded to Dubai for like sex weekends while you're trying to sell skinny tea and be a TikToker and live in a hype house and possibly have a coke stroke and lose the ability to blink. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
is that real? I don't know. What are you talking about? Is this what the Clintons are doing? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the average TikToker has a partial paralyzation in their face from cocaine and is being exploited by sheiks.
I don't know about that. I mean, they definitely have a partial paralyzation in their cheeks, but I think it's from watching too much TikTok. Who's sending them to Dubai?
Oh, I mean,
Tag the sponsor shit are you on?
Oh yeah. Tag the sponsor shit is realer than real. You saw that.
I feel like that's old though.
I mean, it's always happened, but it used to be, look, here's the way it used to go. Porn girls would get flown to Dubai and beauty pageant winners would get flown to Dubai. Now, if you have 130,000 followers on TikTok, which is not even that many, but you got a tight body, you might get flown to Dubai.
By whom?
By Sheik Patrick's a racist. I don't fucking know. If I say their names, I'm going to get murdered. What do you mean?
The Dubai people are sliding in the TikTok DMs?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yes. Oh, hell yes.
Okay. I thought there was like some producer middleman.
Well, yes, that's your job.
Right. But we don't need to talk about that. Listen, we just give you we give you the fame you want, and then, you know, it's
what you do with it is none of our business. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's other people you can't expect to be You can't expect to be the number one. I mean, this is a big town, a lot of people, you know. Maybe we'll see around the way again. But, you know, you had your moment. You got what you wanted. Now it's you got to give someone else a chance.
It's just a conveyor belt.
Well, I mean, look,
Could we?
I don't know.
I think I said this at the time. Can we get Brett Kavanaugh on like P90X or some shit?
I'm what looking. Is he doughy?
Yeah, I'm just looking at him, going like, man, you could, like, you look so dislikable, and a big part of it is that you look like such a. He looks like Boss Hogg now. Like, he just looks like a dude that is like kind of like an evil white guy. You know, just pull it together a little bit.
So you're saying, so your assertion is that Roski was a failed actor and that's why he went to shoot Brett Kavanaugh?
He was a TikToker that was flown to Dubai. He had sex with several sheiks and now his brain is broken. And now he's blaming Brett Kavanaugh, who is all told a moderate judge for the evils of the world. Yes.
Right. Well, you know what? Look, I mean, as you said, not as many people are watching television or going to the movies as they used to. So if you're going to pop out there on the social media, on the TikTok, you know, you got to listen. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm buying that. I don't think that's Roski's origin story, but maybe I'm wrong. He's from California. I just I can't imagine everyone. I know I'm in the fucking epicenter of it all, but like, I can't imagine everyone in this fucking state is looking to be the next Ezra Miller, you know? Like I see so many people. It's not even just like the homelessness or whatever, like that sort of unwellness obviously is on display in full effect. But and yeah, that sort of like I want to make it unwellness is out there too. But there's also just like people are like tense. People are like very high strung in the city of Los Angeles. And I'm like, I just don't understand it. I have such a nice and pleasant light. Like I rode my bike this morning. It was fucking gorgeous out today. Like, why is everyone so stressed?
I don't know.
Have a fucking ice cream cone and chill out. Watch the wind blow in the fucking palm trees. It's a lovely life.
You know, can we talk about how it is a lovely life, but oh, hold on, door's open.
What goes on in your? What goes? You just, like, there's some shit, man.
Oh, hold on, I gotta grab this dog.
You got a dog? I didn't know this fucking dude had a dog. That makes sense. It always sounds like someone's like playing pool in the background. I can't be the only one that hears that. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Okay.
You have a dog?
My family has returned, and now hold on. My family has returned, and now we're going to have dog barking, and an 8-year-old and I are going to play Fortnite. So I'm going to go. I will be in England. We will make time for this. Good. Cheerio.
When are you flying to England?
Soon.
Okay. All right. We'll make it work somehow. Everyone bear with us for the time being. We'll hit you with we'll try and get some Patreon content. But Pat's only, you're only there for like what? Like 12 days?
Yeah. All right. Like 9 days. So we'll 9 days of shows.
Bear with us. The Patreon might be sparse for a minute, but we'll try and make it work. Everyone, patreon.com/worstpossibletimeline. You know the deal. At WP Timeline on Twitter. You know the deal. We're going to have more shirts for you soon. Keep an eye out for that. What else do we do here? Oh, 205-509-9785. Call us and leave a message. And worstpossibletimeline@gmail.com for all business inquiries.
Yes. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Well, hey, podcast listener. My name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. There is I don't know, I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story, but just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Westler Media. So The RR Show, wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today, and it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.